KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComplaw.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Perhaps you could have some grading that's too flat and it doesn't allow the water to go away from the house. That first 4 to 6 feet around the home's perimeter is really the most critical. And if the water is allowed to sort of sit and collect that close to the house, what's going to happen is you're going to get that moisture right back down into the basement. So the solution there is to fix the drainage outside, and then the inside is going to fix itself.
I think it's probably a combination of the two. I have a gutter right there in that corner. And then I think my grading is, I think it actually comes towards the house.
Yeah, that sounds like a double whammy, kind of like a recipe for disaster, right?
No doubt.
All right, well, start by getting that downspout extended, and then you could see an instant result, okay?
Okay, terrific. Thank you so much.
All right, well, Jeremy's spoken. Good luck with that project. I knew you'd get a kick out of that, Jim.
Spooky.
We don't want to give Pearl Jam the money, so just cool it, Jim. Thanks so much for spending your busy holiday weekend with us. Are you wondering how not to DIY? We're going to share the top 5 most common remodeling mistakes that homeowners make after this, so stick around. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
If you own a home and need cash, you can unlock thousands of dollars from your home equity quickly and easily. Call LendGo today at 888-602-1580. At LendGo, you can find out how much cash you could get with a home equity loan in just 2 minutes. It's free. There's no obligation, and it won't affect your credit score. Use the money for anything. Pay off high interest debt, or just give your budget some breathing room. Call 888-602-1580 today.
You're ready for savings. The Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coating is on sale right now at a whopping 25% off. That's just $127 to roll on Cosmos Black or Pristine White Real Marble Coating on your countertops, vanities, and tabletops. No skills are needed to create stunning marble surfaces, and everything is included in the kit for this easy project. Order your Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit by using code 112025. Order today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com with code 112025. Thanks so much, you guys. Ho, ho, ho.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, The Money Pit is where we make DIY doable. So whether you are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Now let's get back to your holiday how-tos. Jim, who do we have next?
All right. We've got some door issues with Taylor, who's in somebody's home state of, was it
Who do I know that's from Michigan?
Not sure. But anyway, we do have Taylor there. Taylor, how can we help out?
Oh, it's you.
And it was somebody. Taylor, how can we help you out?
Well, my neighbor Jim is really a pain in the butt. What? Taylor? No, I'm kidding.
Taylor, I can hear you.
All right, Taylor, what's going on?
We were having, like, some swelling around our doors, and so it sticks when you shut it. And we were wondering if, besides sanding it, if there's anything that you can do to help fix that issue.
Yeah, when it comes to doors sticking, I mean, that could just be the general, you know, expansion during the warm, humid times of the year. You'll find that when it's cooler and drier, the door tends to get a little bit smaller and maybe not stick as much. But you have to kind of determine where exactly it's sticking, because that will tell you what you have to do. Once you can sort of pinpoint that, then we can better help you.
Yeah, on both of our doors that have that issue, we've noticed it towards the top of the door. So that part might be leaning a little bit, I think.
All right, so you've tightened the screws and the hinges just to see if they've loosened themselves and it's kind of fitting in the jamb itself. You tried that?
Yeah, we have tried that.
And, you know, typically if the door is not closing properly, it just means it's not adjusted correctly. And a door can only move in so many ways. So you kind of just have to pay attention. When it's closing, look for the unevenness. Like, what's hitting first? Is it a corner? Is it one side of it? Is it the jamb? Is it the lock? Like, what is it? And as you start to notice it, I mean, the other thing you can do is just rub the areas that you think are problematic with like a dark lipstick. Some people use chalk, but I don't think I can really see the chalk unless you get colorful kids chalk and rub it along the edge of the door. And then that sort of leaves its print on the jamb where it's struggling. And then what you can do is just kind of trial and error, because some screws pick it up, some screws pull it back, some screws set it more forward, some screws set it more back. So it's kind of just realigning the door by tightening the thing or loosening the thing that's causing the door to be sort of off balance and getting stuck in the places that it is. Does that make sense?
Okay.
You know what? There's also a great video online. It's called DIY Door Alignment for Smart Locks. You can find it on YouTube. It's also on MoneyPit.com. And that will help you sort of figure out ways to pinpoint the issues as well. And it's a super easy fix once you kind of see what's going on.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, home improvement can be one of the most rewarding times of home ownership, but with the excitement of planning a new project, it really is easy to make errors that can end up driving costs way beyond what you've budgeted. So here's our list of the big errors that we hear about that come up over and over again. First up is over-improving. While a lot of projects do contribute real value to your property, others have about the same resale value as losing a lottery ticket. Well, a losing lottery ticket. You don't want to lose a winning lottery ticket.
Now, that would be a loser.
You know,
that would be a loser.
That would be a real loser. But if the value of your current home plus the cost of the home improvement that you're planning exceeds the average home value in your area, it's just like a losing lottery ticket. You're never going to get the return on your home improvement investment. But bathrooms, kitchens, decks, those usually do provide the best return on your investment, so you can gear your projects to that. And projects that are geared more towards personal taste, like decorating, for example, it's not really going to improve your value, but it is going to improve how you enjoy and how you live in your home. So there is personal value to that, but you're not going to see resale value on that. Now, planning your work and working your plan, before you hire a remodeling contractor, do your homework. Research products, read reviews. You have to kind of develop a mind towards like the specifications of your project, and then kind of identify the products that you want to include in that remodel. So for a small project, you can do yourself, but for a larger job, hire that architect or the designer or the pro. You kind of have to figure out what that project is, what you can do for it, and then work from there. Now, another issue is not minding the zone. When you're building a new shed or a fence, it could seem like it's an easy enough home improvement project, but it could quickly turn into a legal nightmare if you don't first check that local land and zoning code for your property. Even if your project gets completed without a visit from that local zoning official, a violation really could haunt you for years when it comes time to sell your house. So make sure if you're putting up a fence or anything like that, that you are staying on your property and you are following the laws and the rules of your town. Now, when it comes to contracts, you want to make sure that all of your agreements with the contractor is in writing. A good contract will include a clear statement of the scope of the work. It's going to list materials and total contract price and a schedule of payments, when the job starts, and the completion dates. For smaller projects, just get in the habit of writing a quick email to the contractor who gave you the price for a project to just kind of confirm those details. Include the price you spoke about, the schedule you spoke about, because you may have heard that then and there, but if it's not in writing, you kind of don't have a leg to stand on as things change as you go forward. So it just kind of keeps you and your contractor, you know, working honestly and hand in hand. And the last mistake people make is not having a permit. You know, in a lot of areas of the country, getting a building permit is a requirement before you start a home improvement project. Some contractors might attempt to make getting the permit the responsibility of the homeowner, but that's a big mistake. You should make that contractor responsible for getting the permit and complying with the building code every single step of the way. That local building inspector is going to be your best resource for making sure that you get the job done properly. Do it once, do it right, and you won't have to do it again. Do you have a question about a project you're thinking of doing next year? Well, give us a call now at 888-MONEYPIT. Jim, who's up?
Leslie, we've got Robin on hold, and she's looking for a new home. She wants to relax, but that's not what's happening with the mold in her jacuzzi.
Ew. Yeah.
What's going on, Robin?
We have this large bathtub jacuzzi, and it has a marble stairs and trim around it. And it's a beautiful jacuzzi, but I noticed that the pipes, there was like, I don't know if it's like mold coming out of it or what. It, when we got the house, it set for a while, and then we filled it up and put palm olive dishwashing liquid in it, you know, and tried to clean it out.
Oh, yeah, and when that mold is like coming out of the inside of a pipe, because I had a sink back up and it was coming through the overflow drains, and like the sheets of mold, it was disgusting. So I know this is disgusting, all right? So, Robin, you put dish soap in there. Was it like the sudsiest thing ever, like you would see in the movies?
That's what they said to do. And anyway, we also got it glazed or painted, you know, as they usually say. It kind of faded off, and we had the fixtures painted too, and we thought the people that were doing it were really reputable, but now the fixtures, you know, where the jets are, the rings around the jets, the paint's kind of fading. And
it sounds like you're actually talking about two issues here. Number one, you've got some sort of growth that's inside the internal plumbing system of your jetted tub. And secondly, the finish of that jetted tub has started to fade. And you restored it a bit ago, but now that restored finish is fading, chipping, etc. So let's go with the plumbing issue first. There really is a good way to do it. It's kind of caustic, you know, chemically. And I don't know that you can actually do it for a jetted tub, which is generally fiberglass, because it's kind of hard to do when, you know, cast iron's in the tub and sinks that folks love to restore. But, I mean, that whole process is kind of chemically or caustic. And then the products that they sell, you kind of paint over them, and they don't nearly have the life expectancy that you would hope for. So in terms of whatever's going on with the internal plumbing system, I would use a bleach solution. So if you were to fill the tub up and run it, maybe you fill the tub and have a half gallon or a gallon of bleach in that water and then run it through the jets. That should definitely help to sanitize anything that's growing in there. So fill it up with hot water, put the bleach in, let it run for a while. Don't put anything sudsy in there because it's just going to cause a giant mess, and sometimes that could leave a residue itself. But I think a hot water and bleach should do the job well.
Unless she's on a septic system, because you really don't want to use bleach in a septic system.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jim. So if it's not a septic system, bleach and water, if it is, you would want to use a sort of more environmentally safe dish soap.
I would try like a Simple Green.
You think that'll work on that?
Yeah, it's not going to hurt anything if I'm wrong.
And that doesn't mess up the septic system?
No, but Simple Green sponsors us, and we need big money to recommend it. Just kidding, Leslie. I would give it a try because it is good for the environment, and if it doesn't, you know, if it doesn't work, it's not going to hurt anything.
Yeah, and you know what? You're not even using the tub anyway because you're kind of grossed out by it, so at least try these methods and see. See if it makes you feel any better, see if things come out clean. But I know it looks pretty gross when the mold comes out of those pipes. Now, when it comes to the glaze, I mean, you've already refinished it once. So I don't think at this point it's worth the money or the time to refinish it again. So if it's tolerable and not peeling, or it's not, you know, too damaged in any way, shape, or form where it's eventually going to leak, I say just ride it out until it's time to replace it, and maybe you'll replace it with a non-jetted one so you don't feel so yuck about it.
Okay, so I'll probably just replace it.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. If you feel a draft in your home or your apartment, do you turn to space heaters to help take that edge off? Well, we're going to share important tips on the different types of space heaters so you can choose one that's both efficient and safe after this.
The festive season can be one of the happiest times of the year, but it can also be one of the worst. Tragically, rates of domestic abuse spike over the holidays, fueled by family pressures, financial stress, and more time spent at home. YSL Beauty, as part of their ongoing Abuse Is Not Love initiative, are highlighting five internal warning signs of intimate partner violence. Dr. Sarah Kubrick tells us more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sarah Kubrick, the millennial therapist. I'm a researcher, a speaker, and author of It's On Me. I specialize in identity, relationships, and trauma, having spent a decade studying the intricacy of infidelity and intimate partner violence. Right now, I have the privilege of co-publishing with YSL Beauty, and we're looking at 5 internal signs of intimate partner violence, what it's like to be her. Not just talk about her, but really what is that experience like? You can find incredible resources on YSLBeauty.com. They also work with 25 NGOs worldwide.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
07-68-64.
The holidays, a time of joy, that can turn into an oh boy moment during a home tech emergency. When those moments happen, you need Verizon Home Device Protect. For just $25 a month plus taxes, you'll get 24/7 tech support and professional setup on eligible home tech for $49 per product, like mounting your brand new TV. And if you're a Verizon Home Internet customer, the installation is on us at $0. Don't let a home tech emergency ruin the holiday cheer. Get Verizon Home Device Protect. Limitations and exclusions apply. Visit your local Verizon store today.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The major crossover between gun rights and civil rights has come to a head under the Donald Trump Department of Justice. Are we about to see constitutional rights get the full protection they deserve? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you looking for a quick holiday decor tip? Well, if you are decking the halls this season but want to avoid drilling, taping, or tacking your trim, removable adhesive hooks are about to become your best holiday decorating tool. Instead of hammering nails into your walls, the mantle, the door frame, you can use clear or color-matched command hooks. You can hang wreaths, lights, stockings, garlands, even holiday signs or string lights inside your windows. They stick strong, they hold really well, and come off cleanly when the holidays are over. No damage, no patching, no regrets. You want to hide cords from window candles or plug in garlands? You can use smaller hooks to neatly guide those cords down the back of furniture or along the wall so they're out of sight but easy to access. And here's a bonus trick, guys. Flip those hooks upside down. I use that a lot when I'm hanging garland. You can also use it on the backside of a door to secure the ribbon from hanging a wreath without showing any hardware on the front. Awesome tip. Great trick. It's fast, it's renter friendly, and it saves your trim from unnecessary holes so that you can celebrate without the spackle come January. Gotta love that. No repairs necessary. Jim, who's up next?
Let's head out to Illinois, where we've got Paul, and he's dealing with an old home with some roofing issues. Please fill us in with a little more detail there, Paul.
Slate roof, having a hard time. Gutters are backing up. The roof's 30 foot tall, so I'm having a hard time getting up there. And this time it's hard to get anybody out here to do it. So,
well, what kind of gutters do you have? Have you heard them being called anything?
These are the box gutters.
All right, so they're built into the house, the box gutters. So basically your roof is kind of flat at that front edge, and then it has a trough built into it where that water's supposed to collect and then run down a downspout, correct?
Yes, and I have like a probably a 3 foot soffit underneath it, you know, I mean, like a big overhang.
Yeah, and I mean, they probably clog up at the spouts a lot because those holes are pretty small. I mean, even though you've got a big, wide built-in gutter system there, one of the things that you can do to kind of help this, and that's typically the repair you do when you get tired of this type of gutter, is that you add to the front edge of the roof. So right now you've got this kind of flat section, and then you have a pitch section, right? So generally what a roofer will do is that they'll build the pitch section over that flat box gutter and then put a traditional gutter on the outside of that. And in doing so, you're bypassing that box gutter system because you're getting backups, you're having issues cleaning it. But usually those built-in gutters will just kind of wear out pretty quickly and not last nearly as long as a metal gutter would.
Hey, I think you're right on the path because the problem is that my downspouts are not big enough and I don't have enough on the house.
Yeah, so I think in this situation, you kind of either have to make sure that everything is free-flowing, nothing is blocked, or you can kind of extend the roof over that built-in and put a properly sized, better functioning gutter system on the house. I think if you're putting in a traditional 5-inch or 6-inch gutter, that should definitely do the trick. They're bigger. They virtually never clog. You can also put in a gutter guard so that you don't ever have to clean, since you said that the roof is kind of high up and you don't know how to get up there. Let it be put on with the gutter guard so that this way you're saving yourself from a chore that, quite frankly, you're not comfortable with and could be dangerous.
I really appreciate your help.
All right. Well, you got it. Good luck with that project.
And Leslie, on gutters, you really can't go too big. So if it's a question of one size or the other, go big.
Yeah, go larger, unless it's a budget buster. I don't really know how they compare price-wise.
They're more, but if they're saving you major headaches, and the gutter guards are a little more expensive, but it's so close, that's the time to do it.
All right, well, there you have it. Well, if you feel a draft in your home or your apartment, do you turn to space heaters to take the edge off? Here's how to choose one that's both efficient but also safe. First thing to know is that there are basically two different types of space heaters, radiant and convection, and they work very differently from each other. Now, radiant heating warms objects, including you, by radiating heat, as the name implies. Convection heaters, on the other hand, warms the air in the room and will eventually warm the entire room, providing you buy one that's the appropriate size for the room you want to heat. So in short, if you're looking to warm just a certain area, say your favorite chair where you curl up each evening to watch TV or read, then a radiant heater is going to work just fine. But if you want to heat the whole room, a convection heater is definitely the better choice for you. There's different sizes and different styles for both types of space heating units, ranging from tabletop to larger freestanding convection units for warming an entire room. Some look like mini radiators. Others are filled with oil or water, while some are ceramic convection heaters that'll pull in the the cold air, warm it, and then release that warmed air back into the room. So a lot of different options out there for you to consider. And pricing on space heaters can be as low as $40 or go up to well over $200. And bear in mind, if you're paying your own electric bill, they're going to add to that expense, although most are fairly efficient. So in very general terms, supposing you use that heater every day for, say, 6 to 8 hours, you can expect it to add $20 to $30 per month on your electric bill. Not terrible if you're super chilly and, you know, you could buy a new sweater too. But that's the cost of running those space heaters. All right, Jim, let's get back to the phones. Who's up next for the Money Pit?
All right, Leslie, we've got Carolyn in Pennsylvania holding, and she's doing some organizing, finding a stubborn cabinet odor. Ugh. What's going on, Carolyn?
Well, yes, what we have is a cabinet in our kitchen. It is underneath our countertop. We have a granite countertop, and it's our Lazy Susan. It's the cabinet in the corner. And about a year and a half ago, we had moved temporarily out of state for my husband's job. And apparently I might have, right before leaving, cleaned a dish and put it in that cabinet, and maybe I'm assuming it wasn't completely dry all the way. And then when we returned from our 3 months away, lo and behold, every time we'd, you know, come into the kitchen, my husband said, there's some kind of a smell here. And then we ended up opening this cabinet, and lo and behold, there was a little green just haze on, and it was mold. So there's no more, but there's still this sort of lingering kind of a musty smell.
You have a guess, Jim? What's your guess?
Dead mouse.
I mean, anytime there's a funky smell, I'm always like, rodent? Is there a dead rodent somewhere?
Exactly.
And it's definitely, I mean, maybe it's just because, you know, I'm a New Yorker. When I smell something like, bleh, I'm like, oh, God, there's an animal under a desk somewhere in a cabinet. We better find it. But no, it could be that when you put that wet dish back in the cupboard and close the door, and, of course, the kitchen cabinet is generally to the exterior wall, maybe it was warm and that dish got a little like muggy in the cabinet, and then all of a sudden it went through and became like moldy. But you have to be careful because it could have spread mold to an area under the cabinet. You just kind of have to look around and see what's going on, because it could just be that the mold has spread to areas that you haven't been able to see, or maybe maybe you just can't get to it. Like maybe it's behind a kickboard. Maybe it's behind some sort of a trim. I mean, I don't know how much moisture you got in there, but if you've closed that door and that plate is wet and it's warm, it's going to kind of get steamy and have a lot of moisture and condensation in there, and then it's going to be more wet, even though that plate might not have been totally wet. So I think that's what you need to do. You have to look at the kickboard on the floor. You have to look in the areas that maybe you're just not seeing, and then clean everything with bleach, water, let it dry really well, keep those cabinet doors open, and then maybe you want to paint the interior if that smell still persists, but hopefully at that point you've gone and gotten rid of all of that mold or mildew growth.
Yeah, because of the inserts where the Lazy Susan, where it kind of turns around the turntable. I kind of did my best, but yeah. And the kickboard. Well, thank you very much. That's great.
All right. Well, good luck with that project that you hadn't planned on doing. Aren't those always the fun ones, Jim, when you're like, look, I'm doing something great. And then all of a sudden you're like, now I have to do a million other things because that great thing was dumb.
Or my 6 favorite words, all you got to do is, until you start.
Call in your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, is this the weekend that you're heading out to buy your Christmas tree? We're going to tell you how to know if that perfect tree is actually fresh or not after this. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com. Hope you're ready for savings. The Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coating is on sale right now at a whopping 25% off. That's just $127 to roll on Cosmos Black or Pristine White Real Marble Coating on your countertops, vanities, and tabletops. No skills are needed to create stunning marble surfaces, and everything is included in the kit for this easy project. Order your Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit by using code 112025. Order today at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com with code 112025. Thanks so much, you guys. Ho, ho, ho.
If you own a home and need cash, you can unlock thousands of dollars from your home equity quickly and easily. Call LendGo today at 888-602-1580. At LendGo, you can find out how much cash you could get with a home equity loan in just 2 minutes. It's free. There's no obligation, and it won't affect your credit score. Use the money for anything. Pay off high interest debt, or just give your budget some breathing room. Call 888-602-1580 today.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Reach out now with your questions to moneypit.com/ask or listen and learn from the solutions we deliver to your fellow DIYers in every episode of the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, shopping for a fresh Christmas tree is a fun holiday activity that the whole family enjoys. So to make sure that that tree is right for you, here's a few things to keep in mind to make sure the tree fits and is fresh enough to last all the way past the new year. They never seem to last on my birthday in February, but that's always kind of the goal. Now, the needles should look shiny, green, and fresh. They shouldn't be dry or brown, and they shouldn't fall off when you pull on a branch. You also need to remember the space for both the tree horizontally and vertically. I mean, people are like, oh, it looks like it's going to fit. But I swear sometimes those trees like just grow in size from the lot to the house. So bring that tape measure with you. Make sure you want the tree to fit. Make sure you leave room for the star, all of that. You also want to look for a tree with strong branches like a Fraser or noble fir. We always get a Royal Fraser. They're beautiful. They smell great. They really hold the ornaments. And if possible, lay the tree inside the car for the drive home. If you drive with the tree on your roof, make sure you tie it down securely. When we got our tree this year, we were tying it up top, and the guy at the tree stand was like, how far do you live? Because this one's only going to last 15 minutes, this knot, so make sure. And then he's like, I'm just busting your chops. And we're like, yeah, we know. Also, we tied it to the car, dodo bird. Anyway, trees are great. They really look wonderful for the season. So if you're buying that fresh tree, make sure you do your research and buy a good one that's going to last. And if buying a fresh tree isn't for you, check out the amazing options in those artificial trees. A lot of them come pre-lit. They really look beautiful. There's actually a good guide for buying artificial trees at moneypit.com. Now, how can we help you decorate? Jim, who's on the line?
Leslie, Larry in Louisiana. That's a lot of L's. Leslie, Larry, Louisiana. Yeah.
Leslie, Larry, Louisiana.
You're rubbing off on me. Larry needs some help at home. What are you working on, Larry?
I have a pier and beam house. I had an addition added on to it. And the addition is starting to sink and is causing a bow in the flooring in the kitchen.
All right. So what kind of foundation do you think that addition has?
It was under a concrete little runners that ran around the house.
When you say concrete runners, are you talking about a concrete footing?
Well, it's split. It's, you know, maybe every 5-6 foot. It's like a 1 foot thick piece of concrete that runs down a channel. And then they put these other concrete pieces that sit on top of it to where they put the foundation of the house on it.
All right. Well, it sounds like a standard footing with a concrete block foundation. And if you're getting movement there, that's definitely a concern. It kind of points to some sort of failure in the way that foundation was designed. How much would you say that you're seeing that it's shifting or sinking? I mean, are we talking about a lot? Are you seeing a lot of movement?
There's a bow in the kitchen. It's probably about a 10, 12 degree angle coming off of it.
Ooh. That is pretty significant. And unfortunately, you're going to have this looked at as by a structural engineer, because there's definitely something going on. And any sort of repair that any contractor is going to come in is just going to sort of be guesswork. Whereas the structural engineer will say, this is the problem, and this is my opinion on the way that you're going to fix it. And that's what you really need to do, because that's a huge movement, that 10 to 12 degree dip in the floor.
No doubt.
You want to have this investigated, and you want to have it investigated sooner than later, because it could be dangerous. I mean, you could check the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. They should be able to point you in the direction of, you know, a good certified home inspector to come in. We can find you a structural engineer in your area who can come in, and they will tell you how to get this stabilized. Good luck with that. Let us know what happened.
Knowing the age of your house is key to figuring out what kind of repairs or improvements you might need to make. We'll share some tricks of the trade to do just that on Leslie's Last Word in the next segment of The Money Pit.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through the Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clarkson's volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. As Tom would always say, it's the ho-ho home improvement time of year.
Yeah, I miss hearing that.
I know, right? Well, we could say it, too. It's the ho-ho home improvement time of year. And we're missing Tom, and we're always missing our family that's no longer with us this time of year, especially around the holidays. So let's reach out to our email friends out there. Maybe they're missing their friends, too. Maybe they've got some projects they need a hand with, and we can be that missing family member. What do you think, Jim? We got a good one this hour?
We've got Chase in Colorado. He says, my wife and I just bought our very first house, and we want to replace the faucets in the bathroom and the kitchen sinks. We have zero DIY skills. That's cool. But we watch some YouTube videos, and we think we can handle it. Are we crazy to even try it?
Well, I mean, I don't think you're crazy to try it, Chase. You know, if you want to tackle a plumbing project, you just need to be able to turn off the valve that supplies the water to that faucet. And that's the tricky part. If it turns off easily and you don't really have to wrench it or wrap a towel around it or get a pipe clamp or anything like that, then it should be a project that you can do. But if it doesn't turn off that easily, then I say stop immediately because you could cause a lot more problems than it's worth. If you can turn off that valve, it's pretty easy to just swap it sort of piece for piece. You can watch some great videos online to help you with that, to sort of get you feeling more comfortable with how that process is done. But again, if you cannot turn off that water supply easily, don't attempt it. You will end up with a bigger project to tackle. But good luck with that, Chase. Enjoy your new home and enjoy your wonderful snowy Colorado winter.
Knowing the age of your house is key to figuring out what kind of repairs or improvements you need to make. Leslie has some tips to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Ms. Segretti?
Well, as long as there have been homes, there have been home repairs. And if you know the age of your home, problems common to homes built in that era could be avoided. So here's a couple of tricks of the trade that can help. Now, your plumbing fixtures like toilets and sinks are rarely replaced, and they can kind of clue you into your home's age. So if your home has its original toilet, you can remove the lid, you can look at the underside. Toilets are almost always date-stamped by the manufacturer as they roll off the assembly line, and that date is typically expressed as a four-digit number like 1954, but it also could maybe have a letter and be something like M54. So that's a good way to kind of know. And other plumbing fixtures like sinks have also been date stamped somewhere in their castings, but the toilet stamp is often the easiest to find. So if you can spot a date on a toilet, you can really bet your home was kind of constructed within a few months or a year of that date. Some other places that could be a good clue to the age of your house is the wiring. If you see knob and tube, that means 1920s and 30s. And actually, for the most part, you might see knob and tube wiring in an attic, but it's usually been disconnected and you just sort of see the remnants of it. So that's a good clue that your house was built in that time period. If you see steel plumbing pipes, that was used anywhere from the early 1900s to the 1940s. If you've got a newer house, you might even see a serial number on heating and cooling systems, and that can include a date from the manufacturer. So if you know when-ish your house was built, you can kind of anticipate some home repairs that could be coming up down the line and just kind of mentally prepare for them budget-wise and plan for those projects that could be heading your way anytime soon. Well, that's all we've got for you this hour here on the Money Pit. Are you a last-minute holiday decorator? Well, first impressions matter, so we're going to share some tips to help you with the first thing your guests see, your front door. Whether it's classic or contemporary, we're going to show you how to make it stand out. We hope you're enjoying all of these very busy holiday weekends, whatever you have going on. We're so thrilled to be part of it with you. Remember, guys, we're here to lend a hand. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time on The Money Pit. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On The Money Pit Radio Show. On The Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone. Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Bang for your buck. That's what the new Nikon Z5II full-frame camera delivers. It's all about packing a ton of features into a compact, lightweight body. Features like the Nikon X-Speed 7 image processor, which, by the way, is the same processor in higher-end Nikon cameras, giving you super speed and allows the AI in the camera to quickly identify subjects. So, for example, this camera has a bird detection mode, which makes it easier to detect and capture birds in flight. But there's a ton of other features, like 4K video recording, high-resolution zoom, which gets you super close to your subject in full HD, plus upgraded streaming, so you can turn it into a high-quality webcam. And of course, there's also ports for headphones and microphones. Truly more bang for your buck. Check out the Nikon Z5II at Nikon.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The White House has a plan to lower drug prices.
President announced 9 drug makers have agreed to lower the cost of their prescription drugs.
This is the biggest thing having to do with drugs in the history of the purchase of drugs.
The companies, including Bristol-Myers Squibb, Merck, and Novartis, agreed to offer all of their flagship drugs at heavily discounted most favored nation prices.
In other words, whatever the drug sells for over the world, in the world, whatever the lowest number is, if it's Germany, if it's in UK, anywhere, we will match that price.
Patients in Medicaid already pay a nominal amount to fill their prescriptions, but lower prices could help people with no insurance. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Julie Walker has an update on the NTSB investigation into the plane crash that killed retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle and 6 others.
Federal investigators trying to determine why a business jet carrying retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, his wife, children, and 3 others crashed shortly after takeoff in Statesville, North Carolina, Thursday. NTSB investigator Michael Graham.
Early indications from multiple sources indicate that the airplane was stable on approach, configured for landing with the landing lights on, but the aircraft was coming in low.
Graham says they're still investigating who was piloting the plane. There were 3 on board. I'm Julie Walker.
A massive power outage has knocked out power to 130,000 homes and businesses in San Francisco. The outage Saturday represents roughly a third of Pacific Gas and Electric Company's customers in the city. The power failure left a large swath of the northern part of the city in the dark, beginning with the Richmond and Presidio neighborhoods and areas around Golden Gate Park. News and analysis at townhall.com.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
The Los Angeles Angels have settled a lawsuit over the drug overdose death of pitcher Tyler Skaggs.
The decision to settle was reached Friday while jurors were deliberating after a 2-month civil trial in Southern California over whether the Angels should be held responsible for Skaggs' 2019 death. Attorney Rusty Hardin.
So I think the focus should be on the Angels more than Major League Baseball, but Major League Baseball should, and I suspect will, send a message out. You guys can't let this happen.
Authorities say Skaggs snorted a fentanyl-laced pill provided by the team's communications director, Eric Kay. Skaggs' relatives filed a lawsuit alleging the MLB team knew or should have known Kay was a drug addict and dealing painkillers to players. The team said officials did not know Skaggs was taking drugs and would have sought him help if they did. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A statue of Barbara Rose Johns was unveiled during a ceremony on Capitol Hill this past week. Her new statue takes the place of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, which was removed several years ago. The new image depicts the late teenage civil rights activist as she protested poor conditions at her then-segregated Virginia high school. House Speaker Mike Johnson offered this tribute.
We are here to honor one of America's true trailblazers, a woman who embodied the essence of the American spirit in her fight for liberty and justice and equal treatment under the law, the indomitable Barbara Rose Johns.
Pearl Harbor survivor and U.S. Navy veteran Ira Ike Schaub has died. He was 105. His daughter says he passed away at home early Sunday. There remains only about a dozen survivors of the 1941 surprise attack, which killed just over 2,400 troops and propelled the country into World War II. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
It's the Kia Season of New Traditions sales event. Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit, pick up the telephone,
fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. 2 weeks to Christmas, Jim. What are you doing? What'd you get me?
That wouldn't be a surprise then, would it?
Is it a name tag that says I'm Leslie Segretti because I forgot to say my name?
Nope. Reminder name tag.
What's my name? Oh, Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit. You know, it's such a busy time of year that you do forget all of the normal, regular things. And that's what we're here for. We're here to help you keep your home in tip-top shape, help you keep your noggin on straight so that you're getting through the finish line of the Christmas morning and just making everything perfect for your family and friends. And listen, perfect doesn't always have to mean perfect. It can mean the best, most wonderful thing for you and your family, and that's what we're here to give a hand with. So let's get right to the show this hour. We've got a lot to help you guys with before the big celebration. So coming up, are you planning a project in the new year? We will share with you the top 5 most common remodeling mistakes. And now that the cold temperatures have begun to set in, are you constantly looking for that heavier sweater? Are you sleeping in flannel PJs? Well, if your house or your apartment are feeling drafty and cold, space heaters could be a solution. So we're going to share how you can select one that won't cost you a bundle to run and, you know, not burn down your house in the process. And also ahead, is this the weekend that you're heading out to buy a Christmas tree? Well, we're going to tell you how to know if that perfect tree is actually fresh or not. Lots to cover this busy weekend, so give us a call at 888 Money Pit so we can lend you a hand. Jim, who's up first?
Going out to Point Roberts, Washington, Leslie, we've got Linda on the line who would like to speak about kitchen countertops. How can we help out?
Thank you so much for your information. Your show's excellent.
Oh, Linda, you're so sweet. Tell us what's going on.
I bought this house that was built in the 80s, and I've never liked these very, very dark forest green Formica countertops. I just wanted to know about these new products that I could sort of paint over. Do I have to sand Formica first or put on any kind of kills or anything that's going to make it work properly?
All right, so it sounds like you're talking about Deich Coatings, and we here at the Money Pit love their products very much. They have been a sponsor on the show, but we actually use the product. I've used the product on Hotel Impossible. We've used it in our own homes. We've used it at friends' homes. We've used it at rental properties. It's a great product if you have a very solid sort of Formica countertop that you don't like the color of, that you're just tired of, but you don't want to spend a ton of money in getting a solid surface. You can actually, through Deich Coatings, look at their line of things. There's one called Lux Rock. There's one called Marble Dream. Lux Rock, it's a kit. It ends up looking just like granite. It is very, very easy to do. It's super user friendly. There's a ton of different color options. And I promise you, once applied and sort of followed through in the steps, it's going to look great. Marble Dream is the same. The issue, though, is make sure that Formica on your countertop is well adhered. You don't want to have any structural damage in the countertop itself. But basically, everything you need is right there in the kit. You just kind of lightly sand that Formica just to rough up the surface a smidge so that the paint product sticks to it very, very well. I mean, it's really great. You can check them out at DeichCoatings.com, and that's D-A-I-C-H. It's a great option for your situation, and it's very, very user-friendly, and the prices as well.
It sounds perfect, and I can follow your instructions perfectly. Thank you both.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MoneyPit.
Jeremy is in Pennsylvania, and he's dealing with a leaky basement, and boy, can I relate to that. What can we do for you, Jeremy?
I have a finished basement that has block foundation, and I have a small leak that it's not pulling up water or anything like that. It just kind of causes me some moisture problems. Smells kind of musty and damp and things like that.
All right, well, boys, I'm sorry you're both dealing with this. Jeremy, where is the leak?
Before I finished it, it was at the corner of the slab and the block wall, and it seemed like it was coming up from underneath. I sealed it, I think, inadvertently with dry lock, and I don't think that necessarily did the trick. And I didn't know if there was another thing that I could do without gutting the basement completely, because I have, you know, laminate floor down and drywall up. If there's anything I can do from the outside.
All right, but does it get worse after a heavy rain?
It has before. It hasn't gotten much worse, no.
But it does kind of seem somewhat consistent with how much rain you're getting outside, correct? All right, so listen, the good news is that there's nothing you need to do inside the house to fix this. The problem's outside, and I would suspect that because this is at a corner, you may have a downspout near that area of the house, but generally, if you have a leak against the foundation wall like that, it's caused more by drainage than it is by anything like a rising water table. So if you look outside the foundation in that area, you're going to probably see that you have a blocked gutter, or maybe you have a gutter that doesn't have enough downspouts. or you've got downspouts that are discharging that water too close to the house. And when you have a moisture problem, you really want to move those spouts out about 4 to 6 feet, or perhaps you could have some grading that's too flat and it doesn't allow the water to go away from the house. That first 4 to 6 feet around the home's perimeter is really the most critical. And if the water is allowed to sort of sit and collect that close to the house, what's going to happen is you're going to get that moisture right back down into the basement. So the solution there is to fix the drainage outside, and then the inside is going to fix itself.
I think it's probably a combination of the two. I have a gutter right there in that corner, and then I think my grading is, I think it actually comes towards the house.
Yeah, that sounds like a double whammy, kind of like a recipe for disaster, right?
No doubt.
All right, well, start by getting that downspout extended, and then you could see an instant result, okay?
Okay, terrific. Thank you so much.
All right, well, Jeremy's spoken. Good luck with that project. I knew you'd get a kick out of that, Jim.
Spooky.
We don't want to give Pearl Jim the money, so just cool it, Jim. Thanks so much for spending your busy holiday weekend with us. Are you wondering how not to DIY? We're going to share the top 5 most common remodeling mistakes that homeowners make after this, so stick around. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com. Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
If you own a home and need cash, you could unlock thousands of dollars from your home equity quickly and easily. Call LendGo today at 888-602-1580. At LendGo, you can find out how much cash you could get with a home equity loan in just 2 minutes. It's free. There's no obligation, and it won't affect your credit score. Use the money for anything. Pay off high interest debt, or just give your budget some breathing room. Call 888-602-1580 today.
You're ready for savings. The Marvel Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coating is on sale right now at a whopping 25% off. That's just $127 to roll on Cosmos Black or Pristine White Real Marble Coating on your countertops, vanities, and tabletops. No skills are needed to create stunning marble surfaces, and everything is included in the kit for this easy project. Order your Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit by using code 112025. Order today at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com with code 112025. Thanks so much, you guys. Ho, ho, ho.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. with Aero Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, the Money Pit is where we make DIY doable. So whether you are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Now let's get back to your holiday how-tos. Jim, who do we have next?
All right. We've got some door issues with Taylor, who's in somebody's home state of, was it
Who do I know that's from Michigan?
Not sure. But anyway, we do have Taylor there. Taylor, how can we help out?
Oh, it's you.
I knew it was somebody. Taylor, how can we help you out?
Well, my neighbor Jim is really a pain in the butt. What? Taylor? No, I'm kidding.
Taylor, I can hear you.
All right, Taylor, what's going on?
We were having, like, some swelling around our doors, and so it sticks when you shut it. And we were wondering if, besides sanding it, if there's anything that you can do to help fix that issue.
Yeah, when it comes to doors sticking, I mean, that could just be the general, you know, expansion during the warm, humid times of the year. You'll find that when it's cooler and drier, the door tends to get a little bit smaller and maybe not stick as much. But you have to kind of determine where exactly it's sticking, because that will tell you what you have to do. Once you can sort of pinpoint that, then we can better help you.
Yeah, on both of our doors that have that issue, we've noticed it towards the top of the door. So that part might be leaning a little bit, I think.
All right, so you've tightened the screws and the hinges just to see if they've loosened themselves and it's kind of fitting in the jamb itself. You tried that?
Yeah, we have tried that.
And, you know, typically if the door is not closing properly, it just means it's not adjusted correctly. And a door can only move in so many ways. So you kind of just have to pay attention when it's closing. Look for the unevenness. Like, what's hitting first? Is it a corner? Is it one side of it? Is it the jamb? Is it the lock? Like, what is it? And as you start to notice it, I mean, the other thing you can do is just rub the areas that you think are problematic with, like, a dark lipstick. Some people use chalk, but I don't think I can really see the chalk unless you get colorful kids' chalk and rub it along the edge of the door, and then that sort of leaves its print on the jamb where it's struggling. And then what you can do is just kind of trial and error, because some screws pick it up, some screws pull it back, some screws set it more forward, some screws set it more back. So it's kind of just realigning the door by tightening the thing or loosening the thing that's causing the door to be sort of off balance and getting stuck in the places that it is. Does that make sense?
Okay.
You know what? There's also a great video online. It's called DIY Door Alignment for Smart Locks. You can find it on YouTube. It's also on MoneyPit.com. And that will help you sort of figure out ways to pinpoint the issues as well. And it's a super easy fix once you kind of see what's going on.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MoneyPit. Well, home improvement can be one of the most rewarding times of home ownership, but with the excitement of planning a new project, it really is easy to make errors that can end up driving costs way beyond what you've budgeted. So here's our list of the big errors that we hear about that come up over and over again. First up is over-improving. While a lot of projects do contribute real value to your property, others have about the same resale value as losing a lottery ticket. Well, a losing lottery ticket. You don't want to lose a winning lottery ticket.
Well, that would be a loser.
You know,
that would be a loser.
That would be a real loser. But if the value of your current home plus the cost of the home improvement that you're planning exceeds the average home value in your area, it's just like a losing lottery ticket. You're never going to get the return on your home improvement investment. But bathrooms, kitchens, decks, those usually do provide the best return on your investment, so you can gear your projects to that. And projects that are geared more towards personal taste, like decorating, for example, it's not really going to improve your value, but it is going to improve how you enjoy and how you live in your home. So there is personal value to that, but you're not going to see resale value on that. Now, planning your work and working your plan. Before you hire a remodeling contractor, do your homework. Research products, read reviews. You have to kind of develop a mind towards, like, the specifications of your project, and then kind of identify the products that you want to include in that remodel. So for a small project, you can do yourself, but for a larger job, hire that architect or the designer or the pro. You kind of have to figure out what that project is, what you can do for it, and then work from there. Now, another issue is not minding the zone. When you're building a new shed or a fence, it could seem like it's an easy enough home improvement project, but it could quickly turn into a legal nightmare if you don't first check that local land and zoning code for your property. Even if your project gets completed without a visit from that local zoning official, a violation really could haunt you for years when it comes time to sell your house. So make sure if you're putting up a fence or anything like that, that you are staying on your property and you are following the laws and the rules of your town. Now, when it comes to contracts, you want to make sure that all of your agreements with the contractor is in writing. A good contract will include a clear statement of the scope of the work. It's going to list materials and total contract price and a schedule of payments, when the job starts, and the completion dates. For smaller projects, just get in the habit of writing a quick email to the contractor who gave you the price for a project to just kind of confirm those details. Include the price you spoke about, the schedule you spoke about, because you may have heard that then and there, but if it's not in writing, you kind of don't have a leg to stand on as things change as you go forward. So it just kind of keeps you and your contractor, you know, working honestly and hand in hand. And the last mistake people make is not having a permit. You know, in a lot of areas of the country, getting a building permit is a requirement before you start a home improvement project.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
It's holiday chaos at its finest. It's Have Yourself a Crazy Little Christmas by Colin Andrelonis and directed by Maureen Sanders and Rhonda Albee. The tree isn't the only thing getting lit, and the family chaos makes fruitcake look stable. It's a festive fiasco of miscommunication, mischief, and merry mayhem. Perfect for anyone who thinks their own Christmas is a disaster. Running December 5th through 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading. Sponsored by this station and these other pro arts businesses.
The pipes, there was like, I don't know if it's like mold coming out of it or what. It, when we got the house, it set for a while. And then we filled it up and put palm olive dishwashing liquid in it, you know, and tried to clean it out.
Oh, yeah. And when that mold is like coming out of the inside of a pipe, because I had a sink back up and it was coming through the overflow drains, and like the sheets of mold, it was disgusting. So I know this is disgusting, all right? So, Robin, you put dish soap in there. Was it like the sudsiest thing ever, like you would see in the movies?
That's what they said to do. And anyway, we also got it glazed or painted, you know, as they usually say. It kind of faded off, and we had the fixtures painted too. And we thought the people that were doing it were really reputable, but now the fixtures, you know, where the jets are, the rings around the jets, the paint's kind of fading. And
right. Well, it sounds like you're actually talking about two issues here. Number one, you've got some sort of growth that's inside the internal plumbing system of your jetted tub. And secondly, the finish of that jetted tub has started to fade. And you restored it a bit ago, but now that restored finish is fading, chipping, etc. So let's go with the plumbing issue first. There really is a good way to do it. It's kind of caustic, you know, chemically. And I don't know that you can actually do it for a jetted tub, which is generally fiberglass, because it's kind of hard to do when, you know, cast iron's in the tub and sinks that folks love to restore. But, I mean, that whole process is kind of chemically or caustic. And then the products that they sell, you kind of paint over them, and they don't nearly have the life expectancy that you would hope for. So in terms of whatever's going on with the internal plumbing system, I would use a bleach solution. So if you were to fill the tub up and run it, maybe you fill the tub and have a half gallon or a gallon of bleach in that water and then run it through the jets. That should definitely help to sanitize anything that's growing in there. So fill it up with hot water, put the bleach in, let it run for a while. Don't put anything sudsy in there because it's just going to cause a giant mess, and sometimes that could leave a residue itself. But I think hot water and bleach should do the job well.
Unless she's on a septic system, because you really don't want to use bleach in a septic system.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jim. So if it's not a septic system, bleach and water. If it is, you would want to use a sort of more environmentally safe dish soap.
I would try like a Simple Green.
You think that'll work on that?
Yeah, it's not going to hurt anything if I'm wrong.
And that doesn't mess up the septic system?
No, but Simple Green sponsors us, and we need big money to recommend it. Just kidding, Leslie. I would give it a try because it is good for the environment, and if it doesn't, you know, if it doesn't work, it's not going to hurt anything.
Yeah, and you know what? You're not even using the tub anyway because you're kind of grossed out by it, so at least try these methods and see. See if it makes you feel any better, see if things come out clean. But I know it looks pretty gross when the mold comes out of those pipes. Now, when it comes to the glaze, I mean, you've already refinished it once. So I don't think at this point it's worth the money or the time to refinish it again. So if it's tolerable and not peeling, or it's not, you know, too damaged in any way, shape, or form where it's eventually going to leak, I say just ride it out until it's time to replace it, and maybe you'll replace it with a non-jetted one so you don't feel so yuck about it.
Okay, so I'll probably just replace it.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. If you feel a draft in your home or your apartment, do you turn to space heaters to help take that edge off? Well, we're going to share important tips on the different types of space heaters so you can choose one that's both efficient and safe after this.
The festive season can be one of the happiest times of the year, but it can also be one of the worst. Tragically, rates of domestic abuse spike over the holidays, fueled by family pressures, financial stress, and more time spent at home. YSL Beauty, as part of their ongoing Abuse Is Not Love initiative, are highlighting 5 internal warning signs of intimate partner violence. Dr. Sarah Kubrick tells us more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sarah Kubrick, the millennial therapist. I'm a researcher, a speaker, and author of It's On Me. I specialize in identity, relationships, and trauma, having spent a decade studying the intricacy of infidelity and intimate partner violence. Right now, I have the privilege of co-publishing with YSL Beauty, and we're looking at 5 internal signs of intimate partner violence, what it's like to be her, not just talk about her, but really what is that experience like? You can find incredible resources on yslbeauty.com. They also work with 25 NGOs worldwide.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
The holidays, a time of joy, that can turn into an oh boy moment during a home tech emergency. When those moments happen, you need Verizon Home Device Protect. For just $25 a month plus taxes, you'll get 24/7 tech support and professional setup on eligible home tech for $49 per product, like mounting your brand new TV. And if you're a Verizon Home Internet customer, the installation is on us at $0. Don't let a home tech emergency ruin the holiday cheer. Get Verizon Home Device Protect. Limitations and exclusions apply. Visit your local Verizon store today.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh.
Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth. Correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The major crossover between gun rights and civil rights has come to a head under the Donald Trump Department of Justice. Are we about to see constitutional rights get the full protection they deserve? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you looking for a quick holiday decor tip? Well, if you are decking the halls this season but want to avoid drilling, taping, or tacking your trim, removable adhesive hooks are about to become your best holiday decorating tool. Instead of hammering nails into your walls, the mantle, the door frame, you can use clear or color-matched command hooks. You can hang wreaths, lights, stockings, garlands, even holiday signs or string lights inside your windows. They stick strong, they hold really well, and come off cleanly when the holidays are over. No damage, no patching, no regrets. You want to hide cords from window candles or plug in garlands? You can use smaller hooks to neatly guide those cords down the back of furniture or along the wall so they're out of sight but easy to access. And here's a bonus trick, guys. Flip those hooks upside down. I use that a lot when I'm hanging garland. You can also use it on the backside of a door to secure the ribbon from hanging a wreath without showing any hardware on the front. Awesome tip. Great trick. It's fast, it's renter friendly, and it saves your trim from unnecessary holes so that you can celebrate without the spackle come January. Gotta love that. No repairs necessary. Jim, who's up next?
Let's head out to Illinois, where we've got Paul, and he's dealing with an old home with some roofing issues. Please fill us in with a little more detail there, Paul.
Slate roof, having a hard time. Gutters are backing up. The roof's 30 foot tall, so I'm having a hard time getting up there. And this time it's hard to get anybody out here to do it. So,
well, what kind of gutters do you have? Have you heard them being called anything?
These are the box gutters.
All right, so they're built into the house, the box gutters. So basically your roof is kind of flat at that front edge, and then it has a trough built into it where that water's supposed to collect and then run down a downspout, correct?
Yes, and I have like a 3-foot soffit underneath it, you know, I mean, like a big overhang.
Yeah, I mean, they probably clog up at the spouts a lot because those holes are pretty small. I mean, even though you've got a big, wide built-in gutter system there, one of the things that you can do to kind of help this, and that's typically the repair you do when you get tired of this type of gutter, is that you add to the front edge of the roof. So right now you've got this kind of flat section, and then you have a pitch section, right? So generally what a roofer will do is that they'll build the pitch section over that flat box gutter and then put a traditional gutter on the outside of that. And in doing so, you're bypassing that box gutter system because you're getting backups, you're having issues cleaning it. But usually those built-in gutters will just kind of wear out pretty quickly and not last nearly as long as a metal gutter would.
Yeah, I think you're right on the path, because the problem is that my downspouts are not big enough, and I don't have enough on the house.
Yeah, so I think in this situation, you kind of either have to make sure that everything is free-flowing, nothing is blocked, or you can kind of extend the roof over that built-in and put a properly sized, better-functioning gutter system on the house. I think if you're putting in a traditional 5-inch or 6-inch gutter, that should definitely do the trick. They're bigger. They virtually never clog. You can also put in a gutter guard so that you don't ever have to clean, since you said that the roof is kind of high up and you don't know how to get up there. Let it be put on with the gutter guard so that this way you're saving yourself from a chore that, quite frankly, you're not comfortable with and could be dangerous.
I really appreciate your help.
All right. Well, you got it. Good luck with that project.
And Leslie, on gutters, you really can't go too big. So if it's a question of one size or the other, go big.
Yeah, go larger, unless it's a budget buster. I don't really know how they compare price-wise.
They're more, but if they're saving you major headaches, and the gutter guards are a little more expensive, but it's so close, that's the time to do it.
All right, well, there you have it. Well, if you feel a draft in your home or your apartment, do you turn to space heaters to take the edge off? Here's how to choose one that's both efficient but also safe. First thing to know is that there are basically two different types of space heaters, radiant and convection, and they work very differently from each other. Now, radiant heating warms objects, including you, by radiating heat, as the name implies. Convection heaters, on the other hand, warms the air in the room and will eventually warm the entire room, providing you buy one that's the appropriate size for the room you want to heat. So in short, if you're looking to warm just a certain area, say your favorite chair where you curl up each evening to watch TV or read, then a radiant heater is going to work just fine. But if you want to heat the whole room, a convection heater is definitely the better choice for you. There's different sizes and different styles for both types of space heating units, ranging from tabletop to larger freestanding convection units for warming an entire room. Some look like mini radiators, others are filled with oil or water, while some are ceramic convection heaters that'll pull in the cold air, warm it, and then release that warmed air back into the room. So a lot of different options out there for you to consider. And pricing on space heaters can be as low as $40 or go up to well over $200. And bear in mind, if you're paying your own electric bill, they're going to add to that expense, although most are fairly efficient. So in very general terms, supposing you use that heater every day for, say, 6 to 8 hours, you can expect it to add $20 to $30 per month on your electric bill. Not terrible if you're super chilly and, you know, you could buy a new sweater too. But that's the cost of running those space heaters. All right, Jim, let's get back to the phones. Who's up next for the Money Pit?
All right, Leslie, we've got Carolyn in Pennsylvania holding, and she's doing some organizing, finding a stubborn cabinet odor. Ugh. What's going on, Carolyn?
Well, yes, what we have is a cabinet in our kitchen. It is underneath our countertop. We have a granite countertop, and it's our Lazy Susan. It's the cabinet in the corner. And about a year and a half ago, we had moved temporarily out of state for my husband's job. And apparently, I might have, right before leaving, cleaned a dish and put it in that cabinet, and maybe I'm assuming it wasn't completely dry all the way. And then when we returned from our 3 months away, lo and behold, every time we'd, you know, come into the kitchen, my husband said, there's some kind of a smell here. And then we ended up opening this cabinet, and lo and behold, there was a little green just haze on, and it was mold. So there's no more but there's still this sort of lingering kind of a musty smell.
You have a guess, Jim? What's your guess?
Dead mouse.
I mean, anytime there's a funky smell, I'm always like, rodent? Is there a dead rodent somewhere?
Exactly.
And it's definitely, I mean, maybe it's just because, you know, I'm a New Yorker. When I smell something like, bleh, I'm like, oh, God, there's an animal under a desk somewhere in a cabinet. We better find it. But no, it could be that when you put that wet dish back in the cupboard and close the door, and, of course, the kitchen cabinet is generally to the exterior wall, maybe it was warm and that dish got a little like muggy in the cabinet, and then all of a sudden it went through and became like moldy. But you have to be careful because it could have spread mold to an area under the cabinet. You just kind of have to look around and see what's going on, because it could just be that the mold has spread to areas that you haven't been able to see, or maybe maybe you just can't get to it. Like maybe it's behind a kickboard. Maybe it's behind some sort of a trim. I mean, I don't know how much moisture there, but if you've closed that door and that plate is wet and it's warm, it's going to kind of get steamy and have a lot of moisture and condensation in there, and then it's going to be more wet, even though that plate might not have been totally wet. So I think that's what you need to do. You have to look at the kickboard on the floor. You have to look in the areas that maybe you're just not seeing, and then clean everything with bleach, water, let it dry really well, keep those cabinet doors open, and then maybe you want to paint the interior if that smell still persists, but hopefully at that point you've gone and gotten rid of all of that mold or mildew growth.
Yeah, because of the inserts where the lazy Susan, where it kind of turns around the turntable. I kind of did my best, but yeah. And the kickboard. Well, thank you very much. That's great.
All right. Well, good luck with that project that you hadn't planned on doing. Aren't those always the fun ones, Jim, when you're like, look, I'm doing something great. And then all of a sudden you're like, now I have to do a million other things because that great thing was dumb.
Or my six favorite words, all you got to do is. Well, until you start.
Call in your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, is this the weekend that you're heading out to buy your Christmas tree? We're going to tell you how to know if that perfect tree is actually fresh or not after this. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com. Hope you're ready for savings. The Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coating is on sale right now at a whopping 20.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Reach out now with your questions to moneypit.com/ask or listen and learn from the solutions we deliver to your fellow DIYers in every episode of the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, shopping for a fresh Christmas tree is a fun holiday activity that the whole family enjoys. So to make sure that that tree is right for you, here's a few things to keep in mind to make sure the tree fits and is fresh enough to last all the way past the new year. They never seem to last till my birthday in February, but that's always kind of the goal. Now, the needles should look shiny, green, and fresh. They shouldn't be dry or brown, and they shouldn't fall off when you pull on a branch. You also need to remember the space for both the tree horizontally and vertically. I mean, people are like, oh, it looks like it's going to fit. But I swear sometimes those trees like just grow in size from the lot to the house. So bring that tape measure with you. Make sure you want the tree to fit. Make sure you leave room for the star, all of that. You also want to look for a tree with strong branches like a Fraser or noble fir. We always get a Royal Fraser. They're beautiful. They smell great. They really hold the ornaments. And if possible, lay the tree inside the car for the drive home. If you drive with the tree on your roof, make sure you tie it down securely. When we got our tree this year, we were tying it up top, and the guy at the tree stand was like, how far do you live? Because this one's only going to last 15 minutes, this knot, so make sure. And then he's like, I'm just busting your chops. And we're like, yeah, we know. Also, we tied it to the car, dodo bird. Anyway, trees are great. They really look wonderful for the season. So if you're buying that fresh tree, make sure you do your research and buy a good one that's going to last. And if buying a fresh tree isn't for you, check out the amazing options in those artificial trees. A lot of them come pre-lit. They really look beautiful. There's actually a good guide for buying artificial trees at moneypit.com. Now, how can we help you decorate? Jim, who's on the line?
Leslie, Larry in Louisiana. That's a lot of L's. Leslie, Larry, Louisiana. Yeah.
Leslie, Larry, Louisiana.
You're rubbing off on me. Larry needs some help at home. What are you working on, Larry?
I have a pier and beam house. I had an addition added on to it. And the addition is starting to sink and is causing a bow in the flooring in the kitchen.
All right. So what kind of foundation do you think that addition has?
It was under a concrete little runners that ran around the house.
When you say concrete runners, are you talking about a concrete footing?
Well, it's split. It's, you know, maybe every 5-6 foot. It's like a 1 foot thick piece of concrete that runs down a channel. And then they put these other concrete pieces that sit on top of it to where they put the foundation of the house on it.
All right. Well, it sounds like a standard footing with a concrete block foundation. And if you're getting movement there, that's definitely a concern. It kind of points to some sort of failure in the way that foundation was designed. How much would you say that you're seeing that it's shifting or sinking? I mean, are we talking about a lot? Are you seeing a lot of movement?
There's a bow in the kitchen. It's probably about a 10, 12 degree angle coming off of it.
Ooh. That is pretty significant. And unfortunately, you're going to have this looked at as by a structural engineer, because there's definitely something going on. And any sort of repair that any contractor is going to come in is just going to sort of be guesswork. Whereas a structural engineer will say, this is the problem, and this is my opinion on the way that you're going to fix it. And that's what you really need to do, because that's a huge movement, that 10 to 12 degree dip in the floor.
No doubt.
You want to have this investigated, and you want to have it investigated sooner than later, because it could be dangerous. I mean, you could check the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. They should be able to point you in the direction of, you know, a good certified home inspector to come in. We can find you a structural engineer in your area who can come in, and they will tell you how to get this stabilized. Good luck with that. Let us know what happened.
Knowing the age of your house is key to figuring out what kind of repairs or improvements you might need to make.
We'll share some tricks of the trade to do just that on Leslie's Last Word in the next segment of The Money Pit.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace, companionship and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
Treasury just made a huge announcement regarding illegal immigrants.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The Treasury says illegal immigrants will be removed from the financial system completely. If you can't get a job here and you can't get benefits, you're not going to come. This should have been done years ago.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark says volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to National Defense.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.